Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name's Matthew Kidman, and today we're going to look at those stocks that you can afford to buy and forget about for 10 years and turn around and find made a lot of money. And to discuss this with me, I have Catherine Alfrey from Wavestone Capital and Jason Kararungi from Aberdeen Standard. And we'll start with you, Jason. It's only been alive for 5 years, I think. Buy now, pay later, juggernaut, but we can own it for the next 10 years after pay. Buy, hold or sell.
I'm going to go with a buy on that, on a 10-year view. Look, I'm cognizant where the valuation is today. It's pretty fully priced for a lot of upside. However, if I go out 3 to 5 years and I look at the ability for them to grow into their total addressable market and to penetrate, take share off credit card books globally, we think there's a lot of upside to this stock. And when they're growing and generating returns north of 30% on that book, a lot of upside in that story on a 10-year view. So we're going to go with buy.
Catherine's been listed for 3 years. You got to buy it for 10, but it has done 3,500% in those 3 years. Buy, hold or sell?
I'm going to go for a sell. And the reason is I think it could go to 50 before it goes to 200. So I could probably buy it cheaper. You could buy it cheaper. Look, they're the leader in the space, but there's a lot of competition coming at them right now. And so the question is, can they sustain those margins? So I would like to see how they perform with PayPal, Shopify, and all the other little minions that are sort of nipping at their heels over the next 12 months to see if they can really put, space between them and the competition before I'd be really backing them on a 10-year view, given the multiple I'm now paying for the business at its current prices.
Okay. Here's one that's been around a bit longer, but Afterpay's almost caught it in market cap. ANZ. It's only down 10% over the last 10 years. Would you own it for the next 10 years? Buy, hold or sell?
No, I wouldn't. I would say it's a hold at best, if not a sell. The most you can probably expect is a dividend yield. And it will get back there over the next 12 months. And you probably get a fully franked yield of about 5% per annum. So if you're happy with that, then yes, but no, in my case, no, I don't want to own it.
I'm sure if we asked you this 10 years ago, everyone would have said, yeah, you own the banks, you'll get your yield.
Yeah.
Down since then, ANZ, buy, hold or sell?
It's a sell for me. Look, banking is a tough industry. It's very competitive and highly regulated. Whilst that gives you some barriers to entry, and I'm not questioning whether ANZ will be around in 10 years. I'm pretty sure they will be, but do I necessarily think that yield will be able to sustain all the way through that period? Maybe not. ROE is relatively low. I'm getting a cost of capital return. It's not that exciting. I'll leave it on a sell.
Okay. Surely, if you own a bunch of roads, they're going to be around in 10 years and doing quite well. Transurban, buy, hold or sell?
For me, that's a hold. Look, we don't own Transurban. It's a great set of assets. I can't fault the asset quality of the business. However, just the way I think about Transurban is, it's a cost of capital play plus a little bit of growth. I don't see hugely exciting returns out of it, and I think there's a lot of risk that the market doesn't appreciate in the structure of the assets and the amount of leverage that's sitting within the various roads. Whilst debt refinance has been fine and they've got through this period with no real issues, look, I'm a hold on that stock. I just can't see it outperforming.
Catherine, it's been a mainstay of most big cap portfolios, up three times over the last 10 years. It's been a terrific stock. Is it a buy, hold or sell over a 10-year period now?
We still think it's a buy. And the reason is because it's been so impacted by COVID, right? Transurban, particularly on the east coast of Australia, provides the arteries, so to speak, of the roads, of our major cities. And clearly, we've been staying at home, so they've been impacted. And so we expect that traffic to return. The other beautiful thing about Transurban is it has price growth. Mm-hmm. So it's got 4% price growth per annum over the next few years. And as Jason pointed out, in terms of its debt, yes, it does have a lot of debt, but the average cost that they're paying is like 4.5%, and they're refinancing, you know, less than 3%. So they've still got that tailwind to come through. So we think traffic can improve, prices there, and plus you've got, you know, the turnaround that's going to come through. So it's all positive.
Okay, here's a reader's request. Must be a lot of people sitting there wondering why they've owned it for the last 10 years. Woodside Petroleum, fossil fuels, all that kind of stuff. It's only halved or more than halved in the last 10 years by wholesale.
For a trading buy, you could buy it for the oil price, but we still think that there's better other oil names that we would prefer to own, like Santos or Oil Search, rather than a Woodside, if you need to own it. The problem with this company is the returns are really low, and they've also, in terms of growth options for them, they're now in negotiations with their partners over their future growth prospects in the Northwest Shelf and in Pluto, and that's going to take some time to work out. The issue, of course, is what is the long-term demand? And I'm a bit of a greenie. I do believe over the long term there'll be, you know, renewable growth coming through, and gas is a transition fuel, and so we will be moving to renewables. So the demand over the long term is going to decline.
Remember, we used to have peak oil? That was talked about. And now Catherine, me and our greenie friends are winning the battle. Woodside, buy or hold or sell?
For me, it's a sell on a 10-year view, a buy on a 3-year view. So I think that there's a lot of upside from the current share price, but I agree with all of the points Catherine raised. And ultimately, I think we are going into a period of transition away from fossil fuels in a big way. And you see that with Chinese economic policy, where they've announced renewables recently. So I can't disagree with that. And on a 10-year view, I don't want to own Woodside.
Okay. What do you want to own for 10 years?
I would happily lock away a little company from New Zealand called Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. It's a great business that has been heavily sort of exposed to maybe the positive side of COVID, if there is one. You know, they're in the hospital setting. They provide humidification services to solutions to ventilators and to also to provide high flow nasal oxygen therapy, which actually has been proven to reduce the issues around COVID. And what we saw in their first quarter results in 21 is a 300% pickup in their hardware sales. Whilst that's obviously not going to last for a long time, that sort of growth, what it's going to do is pull through a significant number of consumables over the very long term. So we have a really positive view on Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, looking out 3, 5, 10 years. So that, for us, definite buy.
Catherine, given what's happened over the last 10 years, it's pretty hard to say, hand on heart, you'd buy any stock for 10 years. But have you got one for us that might?
Look, I'm going to continue with CSL in terms of the 10-year view, because like Jason, demographics, we've got the baby boomers coming towards us. So, you know, healthcare is a natural area on a 10-year view that you'd like to invest in. So why CSL? Well, CSL continue to invest in their business, and they're continuing to invest in R&D, but also in their production facilities. And so I think what the market is underestimating is how much that they've spent, and it's fully costed. It's not capitalised like tech stocks. And so we think this can generate like over a 10% compound growth rate at the EBIT level over the next 10 years. Over and above that, whilst everyone's worried about plasma collections in the US, with regards to COVID and the reason that, you know, those collections have slowed, what we actually are seeing, and then in terms of their flu business, in terms of Seqirus, and what could happen with the COVID vaccine, is that CSL ends up being a winner. This could be an annual vaccine that we're all required to have. And no one is looking at that on a long-term view of the benefit for that for CSL. So we think on a 10-year view, happy to own it.
Nothing like an annuity business.
Correct.
Don't throw away that key to the bottom drawer, because you might want to open it and clean it out well before 2030.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.